Welcome back to Struggle Studio Podcast. This is episode 94. Mm-hmm. All right.
Almost 100 is crazy.
No Steve in sight.
Mm-hmm. bro, we're a little rusty. How long? It's been like three or four weeks, bro, since we recorded. All right. I apologize, bro. We apologize, you know, for it's just a lot of IRL shit been going on.
Yeah.
So we have been that consistent, but we'll be back on our shit. You know, we're back on our grind and shit. So. Mm-hmm. Before we get started, just like housekeeping, follow the Twitter Struggle, the Instagram Struggle_Studio, the TikTok Struggle Studio. We have a gaming channel, Struggle Studio Gaming, that we've been going crazy on it, bro. Shout out to y'all, bro, for going crazy.
Busting on there.
Okay. I think that's about it, but let's do a little catch up, bro. I ain't talking French fries type shit, you know. Yeah. How y'all been doing? How y'all been?
I ain't gonna lie, bro. Caught the Rona, bro. So that's why we haven't been potting as often as we should have been.
I think we'll drop it like that. But fuck it.
Caught the Rona.
Niggas got sick and smart, bro.
Caught the Rona.
Me personally, I can never, bro.
You see, you caught the Rona twice. Yeah. I don't know how.
It came back the block, spinning twice, bro.
Yeah, like wonder where to park, bro. He's been a block twice. So that's why we haven't been doing the podcast as much. But I've been more active in the chat, I guess, during the game and stuff. But
yeah, Cassius really has been going crazy in the chat, you know.
Yeah, but let's
CJ.
Bro,
nigga, the Avatar, bro. The Black Avatar.
No, it's your Corey Kenshin, bro.
I came back.
True. But
not much going on. Summer's over now. CJ's in high school. Damn, CJ.
It's in high school. How's high school treating you, bro?
Bro, like, we ain't got to get deal that deep into it, bro. Like, keep it to the corona. But,
Nick can expose the sickness, but he going to talk about some basic experience, life experiences that everyone go through, but whatever.
It's been all right, you know.
That's good. You fucking with CJ? Well, okay. I'm curious, y'all. Is it what you thought it would be, or is it, you know, overrated, underrated, overhyped?
Yes, it's overhyped, I guess.
Okay, well, why you say that? Why you saying high school is overhyped?
People just kind of hyped it up. And just...
Okay, hyped it how? What do you think day one would be?
I mean, I didn't really have any expectations, but, you know.
You thought it'd be like Euphoria? Like, you thought it'd be like Degrassi, nigga? You thought I'd be like fucking. What's in the high school school? You thought I'd be like Victorious, nigga? You just came in there, walked in that bitch?
Yeah.
I mean, okay. I guess. All right, but for those who haven't joined the podcast, bro, we have multiple categories. So it's not just hip hop, not just gaming, it's not just TV. It's all of it combined, bro. So we started off hip hop, and then we moved on to gaming and movies and TV shows.
Yeah.
And then we ended off with some anime shit, you know, for all the nerdy niggas, you know. Because I know some of our niggas don't like anime, so we're just gonna keep it in the back, you know. But we're gonna start off with the motherfucking album of the year, Roderick Tsunami, aka Rod Wave, dropped a banger of an album. All right.
Yeah.
It was called Beautiful Minds, I believe. And I don't know how y'all feel about it. Because you go first.
You said mid, CJ? Damn, you listen to it?
No. Nigga said mid, bro.
Didn't even listen to it. I ain't gonna lie. I don't think there was a bad song. I'm not even trying to meet Rod or anything like that. I don't think there was a bad song on here, bro. Like, this I didn't save every single song on here. Like, because some of them kind of similar sounding. Like, similar-ish. So it's like, once you have one of them, you kind of got like three of them already. But,
I feel that.
I'm already like a Rod Wave kind of fan, you know.
Yeah,
I like his type of music. I like his vibe. I like his he's different. He rap about different stuff.
Yeah, I feel like Rod Wave is one of the niggas that like you can just what's the word? He can put you in an element that even if you're not from that shit or experience some of that. His the shit that he talk about in his songs. Yeah. The way he goes about it is so like I don't know. It's like affectionate. You know,
yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Sounds kind of Meat Ryan-y to me, but
sound like Meat Ryan.
Well,
nigga, see, this is the album.
No. Nigga refused.
What the fuck, Jay? Nigga, that ain't you right there? But, okay, let's start it off track list, you know. How you feel about Alone, you know?
That was like the single, I think, that came out.
Yeah, it was two singles, Alone and Stone Rolling,
okay. Yeah. I didn't hear Stone Rolling until the album, but heard Alone, I liked it when it came out, so
yeah.
it was good. I did skip it, obviously, when I first heard it, though. Like, when it first came out, I skipped it.
Like, when you were listening to the album again?
Yeah, I skipped it.
Like, I always listen to the album all the way through, damn near. Mm-hmm. Unless it's like somebody I really don't give a fuck about.
Yeah.
Because normally placement of the album, It makes it like makes sense, you know.
Yeah.
Are you trying to set a set a vibe or a theme? So that's why, like, you know, of course I just do it alone. And alone, you know, I fuck with it. But I first I didn't fuck with it, and then I gave it. I listened one more time. Like, damn, shit's amazing. So
yeah. I feel like Youngin was a better intro than Alone would be, though. To be honest, I feel like Youngin's better intro for an album.
It was. I mean, I feel like it's close enough to the beginning to like set the tone. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it was a good placement. So
yeah.
I thought it was definitely better than I thought it'd be. I didn't know what to expect when I seen Jack Harlow and Rod Wave.
Like, I don't think Jack Harlow's a bad rapper, you know?
I don't think a bad rapper at all.
Yeah, I just, like, his songs in general, I'm not a huge fan of, you know?
Nah, I think niggas be hating on him.
I don't think he's a bad rapper. I don't think he's annoying. Jack Harlow. It's like, to me, like, I don't get hype when I see his name, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, oh shit, Jack Harlow verse? Like, it don't move me, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
I think he's gonna deliver. Almost every time, it's hard for him not to deliver type shit. So.
But I will say on this song, he went hard. I like his verse. Yeah, I like both of the verses. You know. Yeah.
Okay. Never get over me. Y'all fuck with that song?
It's okay. It wasn't bad.
Hope you never get over me. Some toxic shit, but okay.
Yeah.
Stone Rolling, I fuck with that too.
Yeah, solid song. Solid.
See the soccer in the conversation. It's crazy. I know it. I fuck with that song. I think most of them are not that deep, so I'm just going.
Yeah. I like Know It though. I do like Know It.
Yeah, I feel it too. I like Forever. Mm-hmm. No Deal.
No deal go hard. I ain't gonna lie.
No deal too. No deal's to me, the beginning half before it's like as soon as the Drewski skit come on.
Yeah.
It kind of like.
I feel you.
It kind of get a little colder.
Yeah.
But it's still solid, you know. Yeah. Like, I feel like the first half of the album, so like 1 through 12, bro.
Yeah.
I fuck with almost all of them, like immediately. I feel like the rest of the songs, so 14 through 24, I'm gonna have to grow on me.
Yeah, like, most of the songs I like right here, like the first note, I said, oh shit, this nigga ain't singing. Yes. I like the song. Nigga.
Bro, okay, now speaking of the first note, bro, Quiet Storm, bro.
That intro, first of all, I hate skits, saying a lot. I like skits when they're like separate from the song.
Yeah.
Hate when skits are attached to a song, bro.
I agree, because if you want to replay the song, you gotta listen to the whole.
And the fact that this bitch said, keep her something for the ladies, bro. I feel so bad listening to the song, bro. I feel so weird listening to the song every time I come on. Because it's actually one of my favorite songs on there.
Oh, nah.
It's one of my favorite songs on there.
That's not at all, bro. Period. What the fuck?
She's like, can you put something for the ladies, bro? Like,
yeah, dude. I got you, baby.
Like,
I got something just for you.
Bro, don't put the skits on the song, bro. I hate that shit, but...
You say that you love me.
I know, man. She can get ugly. Come on, man.
She can get ugly.
I'm going to let Right Way do the song, but, you know, that's what it sounds like.
Nah, nigga. I could have been on there, bro. So, I think that's my favorite. That's my favorite song on the album.
Sweet Little Lies, I like Sweet Little Lies.
I like that too. Rockstar Heart was fire. I thought it should, cause like, bro, I said this when we did a live, the live listening party, which is on Strokes to the Gaming, bro. Go follow Strokes to the Gaming. You know, we just hit 450.